Bonsoir ma famille, on dit quoi au Figaza de good week this last week. My week was pretty awesome. It's quite the week. It was crazy. A bunch of crazy stuff happened this week. It was awesome. So start off the week super solid. Got my package. So stoked. Oh, it's the best. Everything in there you guys put in there. Oh, that's like exactly what I needed. It's perfect. Oh, everything. Oh, it's so good. I love this food. I've missed it. So thanks for that, guys. Except for, like, what the heck? Why didn't Ben and Josh write me a letter? Those little chumps. No, it's all good, man. So that was super awesome. Let's see. Except for, like, also, so, like, that was super awesome, but then, like, it sucked because, so, like, Monday, so I've had a virus on my MP3, like, for quite some time now, and, yeah, so, like, the virus got the best of my MP3, man. It erased every single song I have on my MP3, every single one. Yeah, I was pretty freaking pissed, but... What can I do? So, yeah, that'd be really nice, like, if you guys can maybe send me, like, another MP3 with music on it. I don't know if that can happen, but, yeah, that'd be really nice, because, yeah, got no music. It's really boring life, freak. No, it's all good. But, yeah, so, Tuesday was pretty awesome. The assistants came and we had district meeting with them and stuff. Cause like they basically just came to give me my package. Other Dawson's a stud. He's like, yeah, bro, I'm just here with your package, dude. Like I called him Monday night. He's like, dude, I got your package, bro. Thanks for the yummy food, man. I already ate it all. I'm like, bro, no. Get out of here, dude. No, he's a stud. So then Tuesday, just had district meeting stuff. And then after that, went to the sectors. Pretty awesome. Taught Sir Claudine's little bro. And then went for Daniel and found, like, I found out he's from Ghana. And, like, he has all these friends in town, and, like, they're all from Ghana. So I literally just taught, like, a whole lesson in English. But it's super weird. Like, teaching in English, because I've been teaching in French for, like, 8 months straight. So, like, trying to teach in English. So it was a little hard. I, like, kept, like, saying French words. Like, what the heck is wrong with me? Like, I can speak English. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's just because, like, my brain's, like, wired to teach in French. So it's, like... trying to teach in English, it just was, like, messed up, but it ended up working out. It was really cool. Like, after a while, I kind of got used to it. But, yeah, it was super cool. Like, there's studs. But, yeah, so that also was the craziest day in the world. So, so like, we're all done. We just, like, other Mpata just, like, finished cooking us dinner. Like, he just put the food on the table. We all sit down. We said prayer and stuff. Started eating. All of a sudden, we just hear, like, all this commotion going on. We're like, what's going on? And we just hear, like, these people screaming and yelling, like, running. We just hear, like, all this pounding, like, people running downstairs. And then we start hearing all these babies crying. We're like, what the heck is going on? So we, like, go open the door. We look out. And everybody's screaming. They're like, le gaz est en fer, le gaz est en fer, sautez-vous, sautez-vous. Like, we're like, what? So, what that means, they're like, the gas is on fire. The gas is on fire. Like, get out of here. Get out of here. So somebody's propane tank was on fire. Like, and it was right in the apartment right across from us. So we're like, holy shiz, we're gonna die. So my companion was the first one to go out and see what was going on. He comes running in. He's like, everybody, we gotta get out of here. He goes, he grabs his phone, and he runs out. And then, like, Elder and Pata, like, goes and runs into his room. Elder Zinsu just runs out with him. I go run into my room. I grab my wallet and I grab my my badge. Because I have, like, my passport and, like, my, like, credit card and, like, stuff in there. So I'm like, actually, no, not my, I only have, like, my, not my personal card, but, like, the credit card of the mission. But anyway, so I, like, grab that and just run out. Like, we run out, but then, like, so then, like, we're out there, but then, like, everybody starts yelling. They're like, get us, like, a wet towel, get us a wet towel. So we just run back into our apartment. Luckily, we had, like, a giant water basin right there. So, like, we just, like, grabbed the towel that was just, like, laying on the ground. We just took it in the water, and, like, everybody just came running, like, with different towels and, like, just dipping it in the water and just running out. We're, like, firefighters, because there's no firefighters in Africa. So then, like, we, like, grabbing, like, all this water. We, like, running into their apartment. There's, like, all these flames and stuff. We're, like, throwing the water on the place. They're running back, grabbing a towel. And then, like, these guys, like, they, like, ran in with, like, the towel. They put the towel, like, over the gas tank. And then they just, like, put, like, a bunch of towels on it. And then, like, they just grabbed it. And, like, then they just walked out with the gas tank. But there was still, like, fire. Like, they, like it's like we're just, like, hurried. And we're just, like, still, like, throwing water on, like, the fire and stuff. And then finally, like, it was all done. Everything was okay. It was crazy. So then, like, we never left. We're thinking back to it now. I'm like, we're retarded. I don't know why we stayed there. But we ended up helping these people. So, like, it actually ended up being really cool. Because, like, their house didn't blow up, and, like, it didn't destroy a lot of things, because, like, we got the fire out pretty quick. But, like, everybody was outside, like, everybody, like, left. Like, it's just a giant apartment complex. And so, like, we just, like, go to the, what's it called? What the heck is it called? The patio. I went out to the patio, and, like, I'm, like, looking out, and, like, there's just, like, everybody, like, it's just covered in people, because they all just, like, left the apartment. And there's, like, just some lady just, like, passed out on the ground, because, like, she was just freaked out of what's going on. Like, it was crazy. Like, we're in Africa, there's no firefighters. There's, like, hardly any police. Like, it's nuts. Like, if their house would have blown up, like, no. A lot of people would have died. Like, no, it's not good. But it ended up being great. We ended up, like, I didn't even feel scared at all. Like, we just, it was super cool experience, actually. Like, we're just, like, firefighters, man. So, yeah, that's pretty nuts. Tuesday. Freak. It's, like, the funniest part about all of it. Because it's not really funny, but, like, wait, we get back into the apartment. My companion's, like, asking me, he's like, so, come on. Like, what did you get out? He's like, he starts laughing. I'm like, dude, what's up? So, like, the shirt that he had on, he didn't even think to, like, turn it inside out. So, he's wearing the shirt inside out. Then, on top of that, then he's asking us, what? Oh, no, it was Elder Mpata. Elder Mpata then comes in. And he just, like, pulls out his wallet. And he shows, like, the card of the mission. He's like, you guys, you see, you know when I ran back into the room? This is what I ran back in to grab. The money. And then my companion was like, no, like, I just went to grab my own phone. We left the mission phone here. My come grabbed his phone. Then, like, I grabbed my what? Elder Zinsu just left with nothing, just himself. We were laughing our heads off. I'm like, holy heck, we're retarded. But yeah, so that was, oh man, that was crazy. Same Wednesday. Wednesday was pretty good. I, like, read the letters you guys sent me. It's pretty awesome. To answer your questions, Zach, the food here is super good. Super awesome, but nothing can beat a Tony's Burger. Also, loved your little winky faces, man. I knew they were winky faces. Also, Dad, I kind of had a little trouble, how do you say, reading your handwriting. No, it actually wasn't that bad. I just didn't understand the part where you're like, your dad sent you something. I don't know. That's okay. I can get that clarified tomorrow. But yeah, I also don't know why Ben and Josh didn't write me. So that was kind of weird. Then after that, we went to the hospital to, like, see the dentist, and literally it was the biggest waste of time. We went there
The dentist is like, I opened my mouth. He looked at it. He's like, yep, okay, it's good. I'm like, what the? Like, you made it sound like you're going to, like, give me, like, a legit filling or something. But nope.
That was it. The thing that he did last time, that was the filling. I'm like, what the crap, dude? This is the weirdest thing. So, yeah, I guess you get a nice hospital, put Africans in it. It's an African hospital. Let's see. And yeah, that was like basically it. We ended up finding out that the doctor that my companion was gonna go see, yeah, he's gonna be gone on vacation for a month. So yeah, that goes four times in a row going to see this doctor that we've never seen. Bunch of wasted money. That's okay. Thursday was super awesome. President Ama David, he called us and he's like, yo, like, I want to show you guys some new apartments. Because, like, I guess, like, here, like, they got, like, elders, like, 2x2 in, like, their apartments in their own sectors and stuff. Which is kind of how the mission should be, so it'd be kind of cool. But, like, the first one he showed us is super nice, but it's still under construction. But it's, like, a super great place. Like, it's right, it's, like, not super far from, like, it's just perfect place. Like, it's literally the perfect apartment. And the second one, it's a little bit farther away, and it's so big. It's giant.